Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwuas, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Echad Dvarim Shel Atzmai. Whether we're talking about things that are connected to himself, V'echad Dvarim Shel Acher, as well as in Yonim that may pertain to others. V'echad Dvarim Sheyesh Behen Mamish, whether we're talking about something that is real, it has like substance to it, V'echad Dvarim Sheyesh Ein behemamish, as well as things that don't have a mamoshois. In regard to all these things, a shvua is chal. Ketzad, how does this work? Can you explain it? Zok the Mishnah. Suppose Reuven comes along, Omar, and Reuven says, shvua, I swear, she'etein le'ish ploini, I will give to a certain person a bottle of soda. Or v'shelo yetein, or I will not give him that bottle of soda. So in other words, it's not just if he swears that he will drink soda, he swears he won't drink soda. It also can pertain to someone else, to Dvarim Shel Acherim. I swear that I will give him, I swear that I will not give him. Or I swear Shenasati, that I already gave him the gift. Or that Vishaloi Nasati, I did not give him the gift. Now, what does it mean, something that has substance or something that doesn't have substance? Well, suppose a person says, She'ishan, I swear I will sleep. Mishalayishan, I swear I won't sleep. Sheyashanti, I swear that I slept. Mishalayishanti, or I swear that I didn't sleep. So the shvua is about sleeping. You can't, like, pick up sleep. It's not something that has a mamoshes. Another example would be, and this is a different taich to the word mamish or ein behen mamish, that's something that is very insignificant. That he has no hanah from this. For example, he says, I swear she'ezrek, that I will throw tzarar, a pebble, layam, into the yam. Or v'shaloy ezrek, or I won't throw it into the yam. Shezarakti, I swore that I did throw it, v'shaloy zarakti, or I swear that I didn't throw a pebble into the sea. It's another example of dvarim sheyesh ben mamish, as well as dvarim she'ein ben mamish. There's no real significance to it. What difference does it make whether you did throw the pebble into the sea or not? But we still say, if that's the shua that he made, and he lied, he's chayim. Even though it doesn't affect anyone in any way. Paitra Zakh the Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael, Lemon Rabbi Yishmael says, Einai Chayiv Ella Al Ha'asid Lavai. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't bring a carbon if you violate a shvua by mistake, except for a shvua about the future. I swear that I will drink the soda. He forgot and he drank the soda then, he has to bring a carbon. But if he says, I swear that I did not drink this, I never drank it, and he forgot he did drink it, for that there's no carbon, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Rabbi Shmuel, ein achayev, one is not chayev, ela ala osed lovi, only on a carbon about the future. Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, l'hara'oi l'heitiv. The Pasuk says, if a person will swear to do harm, or to do good, so the Pasuk is talking about what he's going to do, not what he did. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amalei Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, im kain, if that's the case, if you want to touch the pasuk literally, so ainli el advarim sheyesh ben hara v'hatava, so then shvuas would only be chal on things that either harm, literally hara, or they do good. But if he swears, I'm going to drink the soda, or he swears, I'm going to throw the pebble into the sea, which is neither harm or good, then there shouldn't be a shvuah. Now we know that's not the case. So let me ask you, says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shmuel, if you're touching the pasuk literally, so dvarim she'ein ben harav ha'tova menayin, how do we know that one brings a shvua even for things that don't have any particular harm or good? Amalois, Rabbi Shmuel answered, Rabbi Akiva, me ribu yakasiv. The pasuk says, when are you chayiv? After the pasuk says to do harm or to do good, the pasuk continues, anything that a person will declare in the shvua. So the word anything teaches us, lavdafka, harm or good. Amalois, Rabbi Akiva answered, Rabbi Akiva said back, he responded, well, im riba kasav lakach, riba kasav lakach. So clearly the Pasuk is teaching us that it's more than what the literal taich is. So just like you're saying it's more than the literal taich, that it's not necessarily something bad or good, Zok Rabbi Akiva, so it's more than the literal taich, it's not necessarily something that he's going to do, but he's chayiv the shvua even on something that he already did. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that shvuas apply to things about himself or things about someone else. I swear I will give him a soda, I won't give him a soda, I didn't, I did. It applies to dvarim sheyesh ben mamish or dvarim she'ein behen mamish. What's dvarim she'ein behen mamish? Two examples. I will sleep, I won't sleep, I did sleep, I didn't sleep. Or something which is like insignificant. I will throw a pebble into the sea, I won't, I didn't, I did. Then we had the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says one is only chayav on the future. When he swears about something that he will or won't do. He's not chayiv when he swears about something that he did or didn't do in the past. And Rabbi Shmuel dashes that from the pasuk of Lahara Elaheta, which is a lashon of asid of future. So Rabbi Akiva, well, wait a second. So let's say he's only chayiv if he does something literally Lahara Elaheta, that does harm or causes good. But if he does something which would appear to be meaningless, like tossing a pebble into the sea, maybe there's no chayiv for that if he swears to do it and doesn't do it. So Rabbi Shmuel answers, well, there's a ribui in the pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva, okay, so the same ribui in the pasuk that stresses not to take the pasuk literally, it's not just harm or good, also tells us it's not just the future, but it's the past as well. Now, to get a little bit more technical, there's two ways to dash in psukim. There's ribui umiyuti, when the Torah is marbur something, the Torah is memayit something, that a certain klalim, and then there's klali uprati, there's a klal and a prat, when the Torah gives a general rule and then specifics. And what the halach is, and one follows the other. So Rabbi Akiva dashes like this. The pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kisishava." That's a riba, broad statement, no limitations. Whatever he swears, then the pasuk limits it. L'haray l'hetiv. If it's something that harms or something that's good, then the pasuk again says, "L'chalashi yavati." The pasuk then says a riba, anything. L'chay lasher. Whatever he says out with his mouth. So we have a riba, a miut, and a riba. And the halacha is, when you have a ribui, a miut, and a ribui, riba hakal. It includes everything. What are we including? Whether it's past or whether it's future. Lamaisa, the miut, has to be teaching us something. There's a reason the pasuk became specific in the middle. So the answer is, it's b'mayir advar mitzvah, a shvu is not chal in a mitzvah. The Rabbi Yehuda darshins differently. He says, oy nefesh kisi shava is a klal. A generality. L'ra'a l'heitev is a specific. Then the pasuk turns around and says, in regard to whatever he says, that's again a klal. So klal, upratu klal, the rule is, yatadon elika'ena prat, that it's limited to the prat. The general is limited to the specific. Just like the specific is in the future, shvus are only chal in the future. Zayhal Rabbi Shmuel, but the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.